Can you describe when you first moved here? What was Stowe like?
It was very small. It was, I believe, 1,500 people. The mountain road was a dirt road. There was a rope tow at the toll house. There was the chairlift at the mountain. And everybody who was in the ski business knew one another. We were all here for the same reason, because we love to ski, and some were a little less suited to being inn owners than other people with
Tell me
their
about that.
social skills, to say the least. So that was the way it was. And when we came to Stowe, there was a where to stay brochure, and in the right-hand column it said policy, and there was the word restricted, and I didn't know what that meant. And when I asked my husband, he said that means no Jews allowed. And there were only about four or five places, including ours, that had a blank in that area. And my husband said, we may be socially censured if we take Jews. And my response was, that's too bad. So we did. And I must say, the people who did that were not committed to the cause. During Christmas and Easter and Washington's birthday, the major holidays, they wouldn't take Jews. But when they needed the business, they did. Except for Chelsea Lyons, who had something called Nearest All Lifts Lodge. And it's at this point, it's where the road gets closed in the wintertime. I think it's now become an information place. But Chelsea was adamant, and there was shortly after we were here, one Christmas, the ski trains used to come up from New York, and they would get here about 11 o'clock at night. And he didn't take too many people. I can describe his lodge to you. But I think it was a party of eight or maybe 10 who arrived around midnight. And one of the men signing in had what to Chelsea appeared to be a Jewish sounding name, and he threw them all out. He wouldn't take them. Now, I totally disapproved of what he did, but I admired the fact that he stuck to his guns. A lot of the other people were very hypocritical about it.
So what time period with what were those in
The
effect?
restrictions lasted maybe 2 or 3 years because we had a lot of European Jews who came to Stowe and who were beginning to make very vocal comments about the policy. So they dropped the column. They didn't drop their attitude. They dropped the column. And I would say that might have been 50-51 ski season, something like that. So that's how we got here.